a very confrontational person, and I have a feeling it's one of those things that has actually held me back in my life. And my friend Maveen Kaur always said, don't give yourself labels. You might have heard a little bit of that kind of conversation and using your power. And I agree with him. Like, I never label myself as something permanent. It's like, we're all fixed, we're all growing, we're all changing. So the only reason or the only way that a label would stick is if you just continue telling the same story over and over. So even as I say that, I think I'm kind of realizing the insanity a little bit in what I'm saying, which is helping. I'm trying to identify, I'm trying to distinguish something in the way that I've been so that I can be freer. And I think that's what today's conversation is really all about. So that's why I'm sharing this with you. Anyway, so what I understand about sensitive intuitives, I'm not saying that description fits me to a T or exactly. All I'm saying is there was a period in my life where that was something that I really needed to hear. And it helped me heal in a very difficult situation where I was feeling very depressed, and I really don't use that word casually at all. It was summer 2014, and my prayers were hitting the ceiling, and I really didn't feel like living anymore. So I was in that state, and that's when I discovered sensitive, intuitive, and what that meant, and that made a difference for me. So that's where the identification even originally comes from. And like I said, it doesn't have to be set in stone, and it doesn't even have to be something that's permanent or a descriptor that applies to me perfectly. It's just something that helped me through a period of my life that I identified with. But what I know about sensitive intuitives is we have trouble with confrontation. There is something physical that happens when the need for confrontation arises. Usually it's in our gut. We literally feel pain when there's something that needs to be said to another person. Now, throughout my life and my personal development journey, I have gained a lot of ground in terms of self-expression. I'm more self-expressed than I've ever been, but if there's a part of me or there's an aspect of myself that has held me back from being everything I think I'm capable of being, from being totally and completely free, it's probably this, which is confrontation. Now, so you hear confrontation and you might immediately think to yourself, okay, so like yelling and shouting matches and that types of scenarios, and yes, that can apply, but it can actually be something as simple or for some people really insignificant as there's something I really need to tell someone, but knowing that you have to go and tell them makes you feel nervous. So that's the physical reaction that I'm talking about. You immediately feel it, not just as like, oh, you know, some minor butterflies in your stomach. You actually feel it as pain. That's the kind of physical reaction that I'm talking about. And so are there situations where I've stepped through the pain, the butterflies, the fear to tell people things? Absolutely, right? So that's a deviation from the norm. That's a deviation from the way in which I've described myself or I've identified myself, which is why I say, like, labels are a moving target. So at times, I have been able to be fully self-expressed in these scenarios. But have there been scenarios where I also wasn't able to express myself in the way that I needed to? Yes, 100%, absolutely. And my tendency, for sure, has been to get away from those scenarios as quickly as possible. And there definitely are situations where, like, maybe I wasn't fearing for my life, but a little bit, right? At least fearing for my possessions and my finances because of the people that I came into contact with, who are sociopaths, psychopaths, drunkards, people with chemical imbalances, no doubt. And I'm not judging by saying that. I think there are people close to me who've struggled with various conditions. And so, like, I have an understanding. And in fact, like, I would consider myself very compassionate, or at the very least understanding of people with different conditions. Definitely in situations where you feel as though you could be in harm's way, that is probably the right reaction. You can obviously go and confront some of those people if you wish, if that is something that you feel inclined to do. But it's not always going to be a great decision, just based on the fact that you could put yourself in danger by confronting those people, and you don't know what's going on. And I think I'm also right in saying, like, I'm a pretty likable guy. Maybe because of that, there's people who hate me. I've sometimes been told you're way too smart for your own good. I'm like, I have no idea what that means. But people didn't like me for those reasons. So anything can come up. We can have any reason we want for not liking people. It doesn't make it right. It just means that you're going to feel what you're going to feel. And sometimes it's just, that's it. But I think I'm beginning to realize, like, there are situations in life, definitely, where you do need to speak up for yourself. And so I think that's what I'm working on. And I know there's nothing to work on, because there's only something to transform. Because transformation is instantaneous. Working on something obviously suggests that it's going to take time and effort, and we have to figure out what specific steps we're going to take, where transformation can come from a discovery and be rather instantaneous. But this is what I'm out to discover for myself, is what do I do in situations where I do need to confront? Is that something I can face up to? And what would I need to have distinguished in my own life such that I can be free to express myself where I need to?
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.